So is the system partially responsible for the tragic case of Josh Powell, the husband and suspect in the case of missing Susan Powell, now that he has killed his two children and himself in a fire during a supervised visit? Should there have been a supervised visit with the social workers? And of course, the email to his lawyers, "I'm sorry, goodbye." I think that's about as much of a confession as you're going to get. According to the article at Scared Monkeys, the case of Susan Powell just went from sad to horrendous to horrific. Josh Powell, the prime suspect in the disappearance of his wife, who went missing in 2009, has killed his two children in a murder-suicide and set his home on fire. The children were dropped off by a social worker for a supervised visit. Josh Powell then slammed the door closed, not letting the social worker in the home, and he did the unthinkable. There was an explosion and fire engulfed the home, killing all inside. Authorities are saying that this was not an accident. One of the neighbors said, "I just heard a loud explosion. It shook my house. I ran outside, and the whole house was on fire almost immediately." Inside, officials found the body of Powell and his two young children, Charles and 5-year-old Braden. So a sad, tragic case in turn in that case of the Powells. The two little boys die, the father dead in a parent murder-suicide. The social worker, and social services, are they partially responsible for this? I'll let you decide. Personally, I don't think so. He had a plan. It was ready to go. It's just too bad it had to turn out this way. For more, take a look at the article at scaredmonkeys.com. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.